The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, says the single spine pay policy has come under attack because some politicians and social commentators are blaming the economic challenges on it. He challenged the argument, asking such people to put a stop to it because it is untrue. On the 2014 minimum wage and base pay, Mr. Asamoah said the tripartite committee will tomorrow meet to formally sign the agreement to conclude negotiations.
We believe that the single spine pay policy has the potential to address the challenges that have bedeviled public sector salary administration in Ghana since independence. So it is allowed to be fully implemented. Unfortunately, the single spine has come under incessant attacks by party propagandists who have conveniently decided to attribute all the economic problems in Ghana to the implementation of the new pay policy. To the extent that government formally announced in Parliament on 1st April 2014 that it is considering a moratorium on public sector pay increases in 2014. Our reaction to that proposal by the Honorable Minister of Finance is very well known to all. I am happy to announce that government has since moved from that position and agreed to negotiate salary increase for 2014. After very intense consultation, discussions and negotiations, in the last 3 days, the social partners have come to the understanding that workers should be adequately cushioned from the harsh economic reality we are currently facing in the country. Agreement to this effect is due to be signed and announced tomorrow, Friday the 2nd May 2014. Indeed, tomorrow we'll formally sign and conclude the negotiation and all what we've decided on for 2014 salaries and wages.
You heard the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah.